The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nachum Daf Kuf He. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat of Rabbi Esther, Rabbi Moshe Ben Luna, Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Dalet Amud Bet. We are starting the new perek. Hare Alay Asaron. We begin with the Mishnah. Hare alai esaron. I said neder. I like to bring an esaron. Yavi ehad. So how many esarons did he ask to bring for the mincha? One esaron. No hadush on that. It doesn't sound like any hadush. He said esaron. It means esaron. Esronot. If he says plural, yavi shnayim. It means two esronot. Also doesn't sound like such a big hadush. We know the general rule. Mi'ot rabim shnayim. That the minimum plurality is two. Pirashti says, he made the nidid, and after he forgets, he says, I remember I explicitly said how many estronim I'm going to bring. Veni yodeya ma pirashti. But I forgot. I forgot what I said. I knew I gave a number of estronim to bring, but I forgot what I said. Yavi shishim esaron. He has to bring 60 esaron. Rashi. The ibatzir mehachi nadar lo echpatle. Why is he bring 60? Maybe he made a neder to bring 40. And he's bringing 60, so it doesn't matter. The matnitin, or the matne ve'amar, he'll make a condition and say, kamash nadar tiyul ndarai. Vashar yeheh nedaba. Which means he doesn't care. He'll make a condition. Listen, if I made 40, so 40 is my neder, an extra 20, so he can stipulate what he brings. And maybe he made the 62. So he said, no, you don't have to be concerned that he might have made more. Because an individual mincha is not more than 60, like we learned in the last pedic. So therefore, maximum he said was 60, Mr. Ma. Therefore, let him bring 60. But maybe he made 40. Maybe he made one. So, okay, so another 15 now, maybe nidaba. Tanakama holds no issue of putting it all in the same keli and putting some as neder and some as nidaba. You can mix it up according to Tanakama. That's not an issue according to Tanakama. Continue the Mishnah. Hare alai mincha. Okay, stam. He didn't say what type of mincha. According to the Torah, there's five types of minahot. There's a mahabad, there's a marcheshet, there's a solet, there's a ma'afetanur. So this guy just said, stam, mincha. Yavi ezushi yirtze. He can bring whichever one he wants. Rashi says, mahamisha minahot. Bring any one of the five. Rabbi Yehuda omer, yavi minhat hasolet. You have to bring the minhat hasolet. That's the first one. Shehi miyuhedet shebe minahot. Now that's the most hashuv one. Minhat solet, brought from the special flour, that's what he brings. Shimi yuhedet shebe minahot. That's the exclusive one. We'll see what that means when we get to the Gemara. Minha, o minha minha. Okay, what did the guy say? That she says, minha minha, kilomar. Hare alai mincha. Stam. Hare alai mincha. O she'amar, hare alai min ha-mincha. Okay, a type of mincha. Yavi achat. He brings one. Okay, like we said earlier, even when he says min mincha, he brings one of the types. Menachot. O min menachot. Yavi shetayim. But if he says menachot or min menachot, so then he has to bring two. Now, what's the difference between this and what we said right in the beginning of the Mishnah? Hare alai mincha, we said yavi ezesh yirtze. Okay, if he says mincha, that tells us what type he brings. Bring anyone he wants. But if he says mincha or minachot, so mincha he brings one, and minachot he brings two. That's the point. The first part of the Mishnah is teaching you which type he brings. This part of the Mishnah is telling you how much he brings. Fine. He said, Menachot Beshon Dabim. Even though he said, Min Menachot. So Min is Lashon Yahid. And Menachot is Lashon Rabim. So it's much like Nadal Levishtem Menachot. So two Menachot of one species. Two Menachot, the same kind. Yashi, Menachot. Alai, Oshamar Min Menachot. Alai Levishtem Menachot Min Echad. Two Menachot of the same kind. Perashti, the any yodeya is a man perashti. Oh. He said perashti. Rashi says, Ehat mina menachot, shikitubim beparasha. I said one of the names of the menachot. I said, I know I said one of them, but I forgot which one I said. So what does he have to do in that case? Yavi hamishatan. He has to bring all five. Because he was a mefaresh. He said explicitly which menachot. He just forgot. So he's got to play safe. He's got to bring all five. Perashti mincha shel esronim. Ve'eni yodeya kama perashti. Dashi. Perashti mincha dechli echad. Okay. Esronim, shel esronim. Ve'eni yodeya kama esronim kavati ba. I vowed to bring a mincha in one keli of Esronim. But I don't know how many Esronim I said. Yavi shishim esaron. Let him bring 60 esaron. Now why isn't that similar to the case we had above? The case we had above was Pirashti vinudeh ma pirashti Yavi shishim esaron. And here it's saying also, Pirashti, but I don't know how many Aslonim I said, I forgot, so let him bring 60. So look at Rashi here, Yavish Shishim Esaron, the Petfe Me'aka Lekale Sepuke. Okay, like we learned that. More than that, how many bring? 60 is the maximum. V'batzid Nadar, maybe more or less, L'chpatlan, Demat Neve Amar, he makes a condition. Kamash Pirashti Yilanedir. Vashar yeheh, teredaba. Okay, the issue over here is, in one keli, you're going to see the Rabbi's going to argue. But Tanakama holds, you said everything's going to be in one keli, so let him bring it all in one keli. Let him bring 16 in one keli, and you can divide. This is nedarim, and this is nedava. You're able to split it up. Okay. The B says, B Omer, Yavi Menachot Shel Esronot Me'ehad Ve'ad Shishim. Ah, the B is an amazing shita. 60 vessels, in the first vessel, 1, in the second vessel, 2, in the third vessel, 3, till you get to 60. Because he holds, you have to bring them all in separate kelim, because you cannot put them in the same keli. Because if you put them in the same keli, you cannot say, oh, this is for the neder, this is for the nedava. And therefore, you know you made Esronim, but you said in one keli, you forgot which item. So therefore, you have to bring every possibility in every separate keli. Rabbi, Rashi, Rabbi Omer. Kivad amar mincha mashmahada. Alma bikli echad kava. Good, that's clear, because you said mincha, so that's assuming it's one keli. The im yavishishim bikli echad. Let's say brings like Tana Kama said 60 in one item, one keli, Shema Batsir Ma'achi Nadar. Maybe he only said, let's say he brings 40 in one keli. Maybe he was not, oh, he brought 60, I'm sorry. And maybe he was only not there 59. And therefore, Vavya Min Hayatira. So now he's bringing extra. V'itna Rabbi Kivi'uta Demanam Milta. He holds that the keli is Koveya. I mean, you cannot separate in one keli between Hayuv and Nedava. Hilka kevi 60 menachot me'ehad ve'ad 60. Hada shel saron, ve'hada shel shtayim, ve'hada shel shalosh, ve'hada shel arba, ve'chen ad 60. One of these 60 is going to be the right one.
In the five times, and then in the
Kehli,
like 16, in the earlier stage, what stage is
it? Domain? He said a Mincha, he knows which Mincha, but he just doesn't know how many Esronim he said. He said, Pirashti, V'in Yudema Pirashti, that she said, Bichli Echad Shel Esronim. No, I said I'm going to bring a certain amount of Esronim. So Tarakama says, bring 16, one Kehli. The Rebbe says, no, that's not an option to mean 60 in one keli. You have to bring 60 kelim. 1 to 60. Why? Because you cannot mix. Because if you brought 60 in one keli, maybe you're supposed to only make 59. So it's tefeh, you brought more.
No, but in the case before that, you said, Yavi Hamishata.
No, that's what type. That's what type. It's Perashti, which Minha. And I don't know which Minha I said. Then you have to bring all five styles.
He
knows the amount, he just forgot the style. He knows the style. He knows what in Mahabat he said. He just doesn't know how many Asronim he said in the Mahabat. So they will let him bring a Mahabat of 60. He said, I'll bring 60 Mahabats. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So when I begins, Pshita. You tell me, Hadi Alai Asaron. So let him bring one Asaron. Hadu, of course, Pshita. How many should he bring? The first line of the Mishnah. It's Pashut, isn't it? Gemara says, Esronot Yavishtayim Etzlericha. You need it for the second case. For the Esronot case. Where he says, Esronot, that how many Esronot should he bring? Two. Hanami Pshita, Mi'ut Esronot Shtayim. He goes, Hanami Pshita. That's also Pashut. Esronot is two. Gemara says, Mi'ut Esronot Shtayim Etzlericha. You need it for that. To teach me that mi'ut rabim mishtayim, that's the hadush of the Mishnah. That esronot can mean 100. Now, when you go with plurality, you take the minimum plurality, and that's the first.
And this is the source.
This is one of the sources. Right, you have to say that this is one of the sources for that, because otherwise we should have known that already from somewhere else. Correct. Even by Nidarim. That's the Hadith. Even by Nidarim. Mm-hmm. Where Nidarim, you go after the Lashon of the Adam. So you say, yeah, the Lashon of the Adam is, he'll say Esronim, even though he means only two. Even though Esronim could mean a lot. But for Nidarim, that Lashon will suffice to say, two.
We could have thought 60, because that's an idea of 60.
Pirashti, ve'enu yudeh ma pirashti. Yavi shishim esaron. I says, Perashti says, I said how many esronim I'm going to bring, but I specified, but I forgot. So what Tanakama say? I'll bring 60 in one keli, and you covered. If it was supposed to be less, so you make the condition. This is for my neder, this is for my nedaba. More it's not going to be, because you don't bring more than 60 anyway. Mantana. Who's the author of this Mishnah? Amar Chizkiyah, they look at Rabbi. That's one, that's for sure. It's Ad Rabbi. The Rabbi, Ha'amar Yavi Menachot, Shir Esronot, Mehad Ve'ad Shishim. Now we saw the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi clearly said, in that case over there, you have to bring 60 vessels. From 1 to 60. Because you have a safek, you don't know what he brought. You cannot mix menachot in the same vessel. You cannot mix menachot of nedir and nedaba in the same vessel, like we learned. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, afilu temar bi. Oh, Hadush. You could even say that beginning part of the Mishnah is Rabbi. Be'omer, pirashti esronot. When the guy said, yes, I was mefaresh esronot. How many? But he forgot. Avalo kivatim bichli. However, I was not koveya to bring them in one keli. I didn't commit to bring them in one keli. And therefore, they might be shittin esronot b'shittin mane. So then he has to bring 60 esronim and 60 kelim. Kol esaron b'chli b'fni atzmo. Kach shebeklal kulam yevaday k'shi'un nidro. Which means, the first case, the Rabbi is going to say, bring 60 kelim, one esaron in each kelim. In the last case, he said, bring 60 kelim, one in the first one, two in the second, three, four, all the way up to 60. This case, he's saying, no, bring 60 kelim, one in each one. What's the hiluk? So, can I see? That's the first Rashi. Avaluki batim bichli ahad. First case of the Mishnah was, I didn't convey them to be in one kelim. Yelkach yevi 60 esronim, 60 kelim. כל אחד ואחד בפני עצמו. ועד הכמה נביאים מנחות שעשורים מאחד ועד שישים, אני רואה כדי קבעה בכלי אחד. In the Sefer, the Mishnah, he remembers he was קובעי, it has to be in one keli. זה לא מצא דעתוי בכלי אחד. לא מציל מאחי ולא תופע מאחי. Therefore, if he was קובעי, it has to be in one keli. So in the Sefer, you have to take care of every option. You gotta take it, maybe it was one, maybe it was two, maybe it was 60. So therefore, you have to bring it in each keli, a different shi'ud. Because he remembers in the Sefer, definitely was koveya for one keli. In the Resha, however, he wasn't, you remember he was koveya explicitly a shi'ud, but not that it has to be in one keli. But in the Resha, mimanafshach. If he was not dead in a separate keli, so they brought. He bought one, he bought 16 separate kelim. And if he was not then more than one, so mistaref two kelim, mistaref three kelim, mistaref, whatever shi'ur you need, you mistaref. If he was not then 40 esronim. Okay, but he wasn't covered in one kelim. Good, so count all 40 kelim, they have 40. So therefore, you're always covered.
But in this case, you could go to 100.
No.
Go to maximum is 60.
Ah, he's saying good question. The Chaura. Why are you stopping him at 60? Because if you weren't koveya them to be in one keli, so he's right. You can bring it like 100 minahot.
No,
man, it's 150 in one keli. But once you tell me you're not koveya to keli, why are you stopping him at 60? Chaurah, that is a good question. אינו חוששים שמא פירש בנדרו להביא יותר מ-60 אסרונים אף הפי שבכלים נפרדים אין שום הגבלה בכמות האסרונים. זה your question. שכן נדר על דעת שיוכל להביא את המנה כרסונו. Because part of it is to be in all one kelly also. That's also an option. I didn't specify how many kelly. One kelly is also an option. But so for one kelly to be an option, maximum you could have said is 60. Okay? Good answer? Okay, we continue. Hare alai mincha. Yavi ezeshi nutze. Okay, the guy said, stam. Hare alai mincha. That is five types of minhaot. So Tanakama said, pick one of the five. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you gotta take the solid one. Shimi yuhad b'minhaot. That's the special one in the minhaot. What it says? Tana. הועיל ופתח בו הכתוב תחילה. I will give you the reason. Because if you look in the Torah, the first out of the five is מנחת סולת. So that's the reason רבי יהודה. הועיל ופתח בו הכתוב תחילה. ראשי תנא. מה טעם יביא מנחת סולת? לפי שפתח בו הכתוב תחילה. So he says, oh yeah, that's a new rule now. Okay, I accept this rule now. Anytime I'm going to make a neder to do something, which is stam, I'm going to go now, whatever the pasuk says first. That's the new rule now. So I'm going to say, oh yeah, ela me'ata, omer are alai ola, stam. So yavi ben bakar, uilu patach bo hakatuv, te'ila, direct. Since it says in the pasuk, ben bakar first, you didn't say whether you're bringing an animal or off. I can bring an ola ta'off. He didn't specify. So since when the Torah talks about korban olah, talks about animals first, min habakar, so hare alai olah, yeah, has to bring a min habakar. Min hatzon, let's say he says, hare alai lavi olah min hatzon. Yavi kevis, hu'ilu patah bua katuv, te'ilah. Kevis, as opposed to what is. Because the pasuk, when it talks about animals, it says kevis, then is. Min ha'of, yavi torim. When it says, I'm going to bring a bird for an olah, bring a tor. Even though it says other birds afterwards. Oh, but that's not so. And why do we have a Mishnah that says, Ali'alai olah, yavi kevis, Rabbi al-Azam bin Azariah omer, tor o ben yonah. You can bring anything you want. Tarakama says, you got to bring a kevis. Okay, I'm going to read the Mishnah now. It says in the Mishnah, Re'alai Ola Yavi Kevis. I'm calling that opinion Tanakama. Because it doesn't have a name to it. And then I says, Rabbi Azab bin Azariah Omer, Tor Oben Yona. He says, no, you say Re'alai Ola, bring a bird even. Velo Palig Rabbi Yehuda. Where was Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't come on this Mishnah.
Argue
with either of these opinions. He says, he should have argued. First of all, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, for sure he's arguing. Because he says you can bring a bird. He says, no, you have to bring ben habakar. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is here, according to the Shabbi Hadar Alay Ola, Yavi ben bakar. Because that was the first one, which is a par. Which is a par. Not a kevis. So therefore he argues on both opinions. But he didn't say anything. Ela must be... That's not the reason. He doesn't go with what's written first. Because if he went with what's written first, he don't argue with the Mishnah by Allah. So then we have to go back to the understanding of the Mishnah. Why does the Biudah say when the guy says, Ari Alay Minha, what do you got to bring solid fund? And don't tell me because that's the first one. Because you see, he doesn't work with the first one. You see, by Allah, he doesn't work with the first one. If he was working with the first one, he should have argued on these Tanaim. Tanakama said, Kevis, wrong, Rabbi Yehuda should not par. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, bird. Why bird? It should be son, it should be an animal. Gemara says, V'lo patik Rabbi Yehuda, Ela mai miyuhedet sheminahot. What did it mean when it said miyuhedet sheminahot? In the Mishnah. That the reason why you bring soul is because it's miyuhedet. Delet le shem levai. It doesn't have a name connected to it. For example, it's not called Minhat Mahavat, or Minhat Marheshet, or Minhat Ma'afet Tanur. All those Minhachot have a name attached to it. This is called Minhastam. Solet, Minhat Solet is a Minhastam. So then when a guy says Tam, it means that. He goes, wait. Ve'at Tana u'ilu patach bo katuf tehila. Ka'amar. So hold it. But we have a Tana that gave a different reason than you now. The Tana gave a reason because it's the first one of the Pasuk. You're telling me no. When it's said in the Mishnah, miyuhedet means it has its own name. It doesn't have any surname after it. Fine, but that's not the reason of the Tana. Tana gave a reason because it's written first. Haki ka'amar, ezu mincha miyuhedet shubinahot, telet leshem levai. That's what I was saying. Which is the special mincha that doesn't have any attached name to it? Zushu pataba katuf te'ila. It's the first one. The first one that the Torah wrote. He's just giving you a location. You want to find it in the Pasuk. Which is the Mishnah's reason is in Lo Shem Levai. The Gemara is saying, which one is that one that doesn't have a Shem Levai? It's the first one. So Gemara says, Peshita, Minhat Asolet Ka'amar. Which means, Rabbi Yehuda clearly said Minhat Solet. So what are you adding to me? Jeez. It says in the Mishnah, a guy says, Minhat Stam. What does the Biblia say? Bring Minhat Solet. Why? Shimi Yuhedet. It's the special one. Now how are we understanding that? She'en lo shem levai. It doesn't have a name attached to it. So now the Gemara says, Tana, who idu patabu katuf tira. What does that mean? Who idu patabu katuf tira? Oh, which is the Minha that doesn't have a shem levai? The first one. Rabbi Yehuda said Minhat Solet. He said Minhat Solet. If Rabbi Yehuda didn't say the answer Then I was like, you know what? Which one is that?
Right.
But Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah said, it's Beferush. So you give me Hadush. By the way, you should know, it's the first one in the Pasuk. I was like, Baruch, I know it's the first one. It has to be. He said, Minha Tzolet. Yehuda said, no, Simana Be'alma. He just, I'll tell you what, he's giving a Siman. Which means maybe one day, you're going to forget the Mishnah. You're going to forget which Mincha. So Rabbi just remember, it's the first one in the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda was the first one. So if you forget which Mincha it is, you can always go back to this Tana.
Which is the one that doesn't
have Shabbat. Which is the one that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about? It was the first one in the Pasuk. So it's really the reason is, she'en lo shem devai. Like the Mishnah says, it's miyuhedet. What makes it miyuhedet? En lo shem devai. Tana of the Mishnah comes along, the Gemara says, ah, which one is that? She'en lo shem devai? Oh, that's the first one. Oh, very good. But I don't need you, Tana. The Biudam Sabbathiru said it's been hot solid. There's no Simana Ba'al Marashi. The Girsa, she looked at Ivat Tishka, Ezimin Aka, Amar Biuda. The Yavi Simanze, Yavi Adekazu, she put up a Katub Kaida. Maybe you're going to get everything. You're just going to remember the Biuda said that you cannot bring any Minha. You have to bring a specific one. Hey, am I going to remember which one? So the Tana says, you know what? Just remember, it's the first one of the Pasuk. It's a different reason. You're explaining. Amorah is explaining the Mishnah. But you had it mean she'en lo shem levai. That's your interpretation, but the Tana didn't explain like that. Tana saying a different reason. It's totally different than the Mishnah, than when you're saying it. You're the patach bo. No, it doesn't mean it's the patach bo. You mean that's the one that she'en lo shem levai. Hazak Baruch, I know that already. Rabbi Yehuda Siman Hatzolet. No, Siman Abi Alma. Okay, we continue. Minha. Min minha. Okay, what did the guy say? Are alai minha. Or the guy said, are alai min minha. So what does he have to bring? One minha. If he said minahot or min minahot, he has to bring two. The first part is not such a chadush. First, because it's min minha, everything is singular. That doesn't bother us so much. Mean minha, but the second case is going to be interesting. Because there he said, mean minahot. A mean is one, minahot is two. So the Mishnah said, well, you go after the word minahot. Mean minahot, bring one style, but you got to bring two of them. Because he said, minahot. Okay. We can understand that. Ba'era papa. Now I go the other way. See, we did till now mean minha, mean minahot. Mean stayed the same. And we're just playing with the word minha, minahot, singular to plural. Now we want to go the other way. Mine minha. Make the word mine plural. And you kept the minha singular. Mahu. I'm going to explain the safek. Kevan de amar mine tartik amar. Well, mine is two. Umay minha. But then he soter himself. Why do he say mine, which is two? Then he says minha, which is one. No. Nikula minahot na minha mikaryan. Because all the minahot you could say is a minha. Dikhtiva can say vizo torat a minha. And then the Torah goes on to list all the minahot. So sometimes the word minha can be used in plurality. So it's no steed out what he said. He said, Mine minha, so therefore he means two minahot. Or dilma, or maybe, kevan de amar minha, hada minha ka amar. Maybe minha is the key word. Then umay mine minha, so then what did he say mine for? Achi ka amar, mimine minha, hada minha alai. All he was saying, from the five styles, I'm going to bring one. Mine minha is like mimine minha. From the minim, I'm going to bring a minha. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Basically, the question is the mine the dafka word, or is the minha the dafka word? You say, mine is the dafka word, that means it's two. And then minha say, minha means a lot also. Minha means a lot. Also, like I said, in the Pazuz, the Torah to minha. Or do I say, no. Minha is the main word. Minha means one. And I'll play with the mine. I'll make it miminin to work it out with the mincha. That's the she'ela. So the Gemara is going to try to bring some proofs over here. The Gemara is going to reject the proofs. Tashema. Al Mishnah. Mincha min mincha yaviyahat. Diyuk. He said, min mincha, you bring one. Ah, ha minim mincha shtayim. That's the diyuk. Menachot min menachot. Yavi shtayim. Ha minim mincha chada. Ela me'aleka l'mishma minah. Amishtah, there's no diyuk. The diyukim sotered themselves. Amishtah discussed two cases. I'll discuss our cases. Min mincha and min menachot. So you can't. So you can always bring a reverse diyuk. Min mincha is one. Ah, the mashma that mina is two. No, it says min minachot two. Ah, mashma mina is one. They don't bring any diyuk to our mishnah in those cases over there. Okay, so go to a braita. We find a braita. Tashema. Min minachot alai. Okay, that's not the case we're looking for, but that's the case. Min minachot. Yavish te menachot min echad. Okay, fine. Two menachot from one brand, from one style. Well, that's menachot. Min is one, and then menachot. Min is the brand, one brand of two menachot. Ah, diyuk. Ah, mimine mincha chada. Majma, if he would have said, mimine mincha, he would bring one. Now, why did it say mimine?
That's the one we're looking for.
No, I would like mine. Because if he said mimine, it's befirush. He said mimine. That's not the case. We're looking for a case of mine minha. One of our sifikot is, does mine mean mimine? But he didn't say, they changed it then.
Yeah,
I'm setting it up. And therefore, the proper girsa would be mine. If the guy said mimine, adush, he said mimine. That's one of our sifikot. Does mine mean memine? But if he said beferush memine, of course he means one. So therefore, the yuk of this gemara, the girsab, should be ha mine mincha alai hada. Otherwise, it's clear. Good. So again, let's get the braita. The braita is the same case of our mishnah, by the way. The braita just says min menachot alai. Min menachot alai, min menachot is two. Right? So we're going to change the diyuka, we're going to say, ha, mine, mincha. The reverse. We're going to make, instead of min, minachot, let's reverse it around and make the mine the plural word and the mincha the singular word. Reverse the case. Min, minachot, two. Mashma, mine, mincha, which is the exact reverse. Mine, mincha, it will be one. Ah, you have a nice diyuk from the braita. Kabbalah says, no. Dilma, maybe make the diuk like this. Ha mine mincha mevi shte menachot meshte minim. Right, that's a diuk. That when you say mine mincha, you have to bring two menachot of two minim. When you said min mincha or min menachot, it's two menachot from the same species. I'll make a diuk now. When you say mine mincha, it means
two menachot from two species.
Exactly. That's the yuk. So that we have no raya. Shtei menachot, shtei minim. Mine, mincha.
So what else? No.
Can't be. Daha lotana hachi. We have another braita. Min menachot alai. Okay. Mevi shtei menachot memin echad. Mine menachot alai. Oh. So it says, mevi shtei menachot meshtei binim. That's the case where you bring two from two. When you said plural in both, mine menachot. Ah, mine mincha chada. Mashma, when you said mine mincha, it's only one. The case of two from two is when you said both plural. Mine menachot. Not mine mincha is one.
Even though the word mincha can mean a lot. But...
Right, but I have the case of two from two. That's Mefirish the Blaita, Mine Menachot. So then now your diuk is good. Mine Mincha is only being one.
So Gemara says, no. Oh, your diuke is good. But your diuke could be only going like one tana. I could say that this diuke fits good with Rabbi Shimon, as we'll see what Rabbi Shimon said. But according to the rabbis, that have a different shita, it could be this diuke is not sufficient. What's the diuke? What's the Rabbi Shimon? We learned Rabbi Shimon many times already. Dil Mahamani, Rabbi Shimoni, the Amar, Mehsa Halot, or Mehsa Rikiki, Mevi. Remember we said, according to Rabbi Shimon, a guy says, Hari I like to bring a Ma'afet Tanur. So Ma'afet Tanur, normally you bring either 10 Halot or 10 Rikikin. Rabbi Shimon Shita was, you can split it up. You bring 5 of these and 5 of those. Mehsa Halot or Mehsa Rikikin. Okay? Now, according to his shita, minha, I could explain that the plural word of mineh could still apply to one minha. Because you could have a ma'afet tanur, let's say, which is one minha, where you're bringing mineh, 5 rikikin and 5 halot. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the words fit in for me. Mineh minha. It's one minha with several meaning. Mm-hmm. However, umay mineh minha, minha to eat bitter mineh. That's what he meant. A minha that has two meaning in it. Meaning he meant to be a ma'afet tanur with rikikin and halot. Abal Rabbanan de Amre, mechsa halot and mechsa rikikin lo yavi, mevi shtem minachot b'shte minim. Correct. But according to the rabbis that say no, you cannot bring half of this and half of that. Could be when he says mineh mincha, he means two minachot of two minim. You have no diyuk. Good, then give it all this over there. And your diyuk only works al ibad Rabbi Shimon. But I could argue according to the banan that hold you never split it up. So what did he say mineh for? Mineh must mean two minim, two different ones. Two minachot. Mincha also we mean plural. So it's two minachot of two different minim. That's according to the banan. Mineh minachot and
mineh
minachot.
For the rabbis.
Mineh is two, minha is two. Correct. Your diuk is good at Ali Ben Rashbi. Okay, next case. Pirashti ve'in yudeh ma pirashti. Okay, guys, I said mihastam. But I don't know which one I was mefarish. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Bring all five. Man Tana.
Who holds that?
Who holds it? You have a sefek and you nedir that you bring all five. Amar Birmaya, they look at Bishimon. Tell you it's not the Bishimon. The Eid of Bishimon, Kivan the Amar Mehsa, Halot, Mehsa, Rikikin, Yavi. Rabbi Udal, Bishimon, you can bring 5 and 5. Iname, Savarna, Kerbi Udal, the Amar, Kol, Menachot, Baot, Eser, that all the Menachot that they come. What esel halot for each esaron of solid? Ika l'sapuka ba'arba esre menachot.
According to Rabbi Shimon, why is it only a sefek of 5?
According to the rabbis, it's 5, but there's only 5 menachot in the Torah. Either mahabat, mahraish, mahfet tanu. So, okay, all the 5, whatever the 5.
But according to Rabbi Shimon, based on the fact that he tells me that I'm able to bring 5 rikikin and 5 halot in the minhah, I can mix them up. So therefore, you have much more sefekot to tend to. You have the 4 minachot, and then in ma'afet tanur, you're going to have 9, or you'll have the 5 minachot, and then you'll have in ma'afet tanur, 9 options. 9 plus 5 will be 14. Why do you have 9 options? Because you could mix and match how many rikikin and how many halot. Correct? So maybe the guy said he's going to bring 9 halot and 1 rikik. Or 8 halot and 2 rikikin. Or 7 halot and 3 rikikin. Or 6 halot
and 40 kiki. So when you exhaust all the options, there's 9 options over there. You got to go all the way down from 9 to 1. So you can bring mechsa mechsa. You can split them up. You can also bring other options as well. Mechsa mechsa means you can bring you can bring 10 altogether. That's the point. That was given as an example. 5 and 5, split them up. The point is, it says 10 in the Torah. He meant 10 meaning 10 of however you want to bring them. There's going to be 9 and 1. Oh, so according to Mishimon, you have many more options. Why did the Mishnah say, Ha'omer ani ani alayim min ha-setam yavi hamisha? According to Mishimon, yavi 14. Look at Rashi. Ika lesepuke lehai ba-14 menachot. Solet ומחבת ומרחשת הרגימה. That's 3. ומנחת מאפה איקה 11 ספקות. You have 11 ספקות in מאפה תנור. דלמה כולה חלות נדר. Okay, that's it. Maybe all חלות. That's obvious, that's a simple one. ושמה 9 חלות וחד נקיק. ושמה 8 חלות ושני רכיחים, וכן גירועי לחלות והסופי לקיעין, עד שמה כולה רכיחים. Right, go all the way down, minus your חלות, until you have all the רכיחים. So therefore, one option is all חלות, one option is all the רכיחים, and then you got 9 in between,
plus the three,
so you have 14 מנחות. So we said in the Mishnah that if a person was said Pirashti Echad Mimine Menachot, one of the styles of the Menachot, I don't remember which one, so the Mishnah said he has to bring all 5. So Mishnah said that cannot be going like Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon it would come out that he has to bring 14, because according to Rabbi Shimon the Mincha Habitin, and there's a minhat, sometimes you can bring a habitin, which is 10 halot, not habitin, you bring it 10 halot, or you bring it 10 rikikin. That's the Torah law. So the Bishim on Shita is, we can bring it 5 and 5, we can bring it as you want, as long as you get to 10. So according to this, the person made a nedir to bring any of the minahot. One of these minachot, the minhat rekikin or the minhat halot, can be brought in 11 ways. So they can be all halot, or can be all rekikin, or can bring 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, 6 and 5, and so on and so forth. So altogether, there's 11 options plus the other three. So therefore, you're going to have 14 ways the Gemara says. So the Mishnah cannot be like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says no. אמר רבייה, רבייה אמר, אפילו תאמר רבי שמעון. שמעין לרבי שמעון, דאמר, מי תהיו מתנה? רבי שמעון holds, you can bring and make 10 eyes. So you don't have to bring all 14. Like we'll see in this case, the תניה, רבי שמעון עומד למחורת, מביא אשמו ולוגו. For this case, it's not important to know all the details of the case, for our purposes. All we have to know is, it was a person that was a ספק מצורה, so he has to bring a korban. So he's a safek. So if he is a mitzvah, he has to bring an asham. If he doesn't bring if he's not a mitzvah, so then he doesn't need to bring an asham. So the Bishwan says, you can bring it out tonight. How do you bring it out tonight? The Bishwan omed l'machorat means the following morning, after his second haircut, before he brings the korban, mevi ashamo, he brings the asham mitzvah, velugo emo. And the log shemen, it's a shem mitzvah with the log shemen. The omer, im mitzvahu zehu ashamo vezehu lugo. If I'm a mitzvah, this is the asham and this is the log shemen. The imlav asham zu yeshalme nedava. And if not, let it count as a shalme nedava. And then he brings it with the chumrot of both. What is the chumrot of both? Oto asham ta'un shechita basafon. Like a regular asham. Asham shechita to basafon in the north. Umatan behonot, and they have to treat it like an Hashem Mitzorah, that they have to put the blood on the right earlobe and the thumb and the toe of the mitzvah, like the chumrah of mitzvah. However, simicha, it also needs simicha, unsechim, needs wine with it, utnufat hazeh v'shok, and you have to wave the hazeh and the shok like a shilamim. But as the chumrah of the asham, that it can only be eaten by the male kohanim for one day and one night, as opposed to a shilamim, that is 2 days and one night. So therefore, the Rabbi Shimon holds what? You bring it out tonight. If it's this, let it count as that, as a mitzorah, as a Hashem mitzorah. And if it's not a Hashem mitzorah, let it count as a shilamim. Oh, so therefore, why don't you say the same thing over here? You bring 10 halot and bring 10 rikikim. And then you say, whatever is my hayuv will count as hayuv, and the other items will count as nedava. Just like you're able to stipulate on the asham. If it's an asham, there'll be an asham. If it's a shlamim, there'll be a shlamim. Bring the, what are the five menachot that we always talk about? It's menachat mahabat, and then you have menachat marcheshet, and then you have menachat solid, and then you have halot, and then you have mafetanur. Mafetanur is halot and rikikin. So therefore bring halot, bring rikikin, and then say, if there was a halot one, so it's a halot. If it's a rikikin one, so then it's a rikikin, you have the rikikin. And if it's a combination, so make the combination. Whatever one's 6 and 3, or 6 and 4, 6 and 8 and 4, alone, the other ones will be nedaba. You can stipulate. So the Mishnah can be the Bishamon. Once already see the Bishamon, so you can stipulate. So why don't you say, let him go stipulate in this case, and maybe you can ask me a question. Because the Gemara said over there in Zevachim, the Gemara had a question on the Bishamon. And it was mashma, the only time you can stipulate is in this case over here. In the case of a mitzorah. Because you're coming to fix the guy. So when you're coming to fix the guy, so then Rabbi Shimon was lean. But generally speaking, if a person has a sefik on an asham, you cannot stipulate to bring it as a shlamim. If it's a shlamim, and a shlamim, why? Because you're minimizing the time. Shlamim is 2 days and one night. Asham is 1 day, one night. You're not allowed to minimize the time of Kadashim. So this was a specific leniency, dafka by mitzorah, because kula, you're matiring the guy. So he says, that's not a question the Gemara is going to say. Because here, by the menachot, they're all eating at the same time anyway. So the stipulation will be okay. He won't let you do it by a regular asham to a shlamim, because you're minimizing the eating time. But shaken here, no matter which menhad is, it's all eaten at the same time. So therefore, let the Bishamon make the stipulation. So the Gemara says, La'falgav dekam mefarek. And even though he answered over there, more b'shchitat kadashim in Masechet Tzevachim, because shchitat kadashim, so it says that what? Imad amar bishwan maiti umatnil lechatechila. When did the bishwan say it could be matnil lechatechila? The tikkunei gabra. In order to fix this guy was a sefek mitzorah. Because, if you don't let him bring this korban, he's not going to be able to eat kadashim. Aval be'alma. But generally speaking, di'avad in lechatechila la. That will only let you do it with di'avad. Which means if you had the korban was sanctified already, now you have a sefik. Okay. But the chetechila, to satisfy a sefik of an asham, to bring it as a shlamim, no. Why? Hani mile gabe shlamim. Dekam ma'et b'achilatan. That's only we say you can't do the chetechila by shlamim, because you're going to minimize the eating time. And we don't want you to do that. Da'av ulo kadashim lebet psul. You're not allowed to bring kadashim to psul earlier than they should be. And therefore, this has 2 days and one night. And by treating it like an asham, you're making it pasul earlier. However, but by menachot, even the chetahila should be okay to stipulate such a thing. He was saying, and don't ask me that over there we said it's only b'di'avad. It's only b'di'avad we said because we don't want you to bring kadashim to the bet of pisul. Mashekim by menachot, it's all the same eating time anyway. So what's the difference? Look. So that's the Gemara's answer. Really could even be going like Rabbi Shimon.
What about the number 5? It's
5. Just like the Nekama. One Mahabat, one Marcheshet, one Solit, 10 Likikin, and 10 Halot. Mafet Tanur.
But it didn't say bring 20, 10.
It didn't say anything. It says bring 5.
According to the Rabbi Shimon,
you're going to
tell me, okay.
We say, according to the Rabbi Shimon, it should be 14. We're saying, once we're saying you could stipulate, so then we'll bring 10 of these and 10 of those and stipulate, which, whatever the combination is, that's what it is.
And the rest would be.
And the rest would be in the Daba. Stipulate it, like you, just like you stipulate the Hashem Metzorah. You don't have to, it's the Metzorah, it's the Metzorah, and it's not Shilami, and you do the Chumrot of both. So bring 10 of these, 10 of those, and mix and match them as you want. In order to come out with the conclusion, whatever is hayuv is hayuv, whatever is in the ba is in the ba. You see, the Mishnah can do that. So therefore, that's the answer. It can be even going like the Bishamon. Amar le papa le baye. The Bishamon de amar. According to the Bishamon that said, me'asa halot u me'asa rikikim yabi. Right, so according to the Bishamon, he holds what? That you can bring me'asa rikikim and me'asa halot. You can bring 5 halot. For mafet tanur kurban, for mincha, you can bring 5 and 5. Altogether, the Torah says you have to bring 10. 10 halot or 10 lekikin. The Mishnah wants the shita that says, well, you can bring 5 and 5. Correct? And we said that the Mishnah is going according to his opinion. So then, what does he bring? He brings an isaron of halot and an isaron of lekikin. Because each mincha has to be an isaron. So he brings one isaron of halot and one isaron of lekikin, and he stipulates. And what's the stipulation? That the halot of this asaron, of the rikikin, and the asaron of the halot, each one will be misarif to whatever it has to be. How could you do that? Ha, kamaiti asaron ehad, mishene asaron, log ehad, mishene lugin. Which means, according to this over here, instead of bringing, what's the obligation in Mafet Tanur? To bring one esaron of solit, of flour, whatever, of lechem, or one esaron of likikin, and it comes with one log of shemen, one thing of oil. But the way the Bishamon is going to bring it over here, ha kamaiti esaron ehad, you're going to bring one esaron at the end, however, mishene esaron, it's coming from Shnei Esronim. Which means, at the end of the day, your mincha, which is supposed to be an Esaron, is going to come from Shnei Esronim. Because he holds you bringing 5 and 5. So your Esaron, as well as your Log Shemen, is coming from double the amount. And L'chaora, we understand that to bring the mincha, it's got to come from an Esaron. You're taking one Esaron from 2 Esronim over here. You're taking one log from 2 lugin over here, according to the Bishamon. So the Gemara says, no problem. Shem'in le the Bishamon de Amar, imevi asaron ehad, mishne esronot, velo gal mishne lugin, yatsa. The Bishamon is okay. Now she doesn't know where the Gemara knows that from. He says, Shem'in, as if we know it from somewhere. But hey, it must be, it's okay according to the Bishamon. Look at Rashi. Ud Rabbi Shimon de Amar, mechsa halot, umuk mamat nitir ali be'ugon de maiti umatne, like we just said. He brings them and he makes the stipulation, שיצטרפו halot מסרון זה, let the halot from this asaron, מצטרף with the halot, with the rikikin of that asaron, ופי זה מה שנדר, ורקיקין מסרון זה לפי מה שנדר. Right, according to his neder, הקמייתי, יש את האסרון מזה קצת, ומזה קצת. Bottom line, it's a combination. A little from this asaron, a little from that. וכם מערב שתי מנחות בהדה הדדי. You're mixing 2 מנחות from each other together. He only was noder one mincha, but the way you're doing it, you're mitzaref two. Exactly, you're splitting one esaron into halot and the kikim, but these esaron are coming from two places. So says Shemina le Rabbi Shimon. דאמר מביא מנחה בבישני עשרונים, ושתי לוגים ואחד, חוציו שזה וחצו שזה, לחובתי, ואשר לדבה יצא. Good. ולא התפרש לעליך. And she said, didn't tell us where he said it, but you can't do that. You can bring 2 עשרונים, and then you say, whatever is for my חיוב is חיוב, and the leftovers, whatever the leftovers is for נדבה. It works that way. You can't do it, רבי שמעון. And the Gemara says, wait, problem. ומקמס, הכי קמץ. How are you going to take the kumitz? Because you need to take the kumitz from the halot, and you need to take the kumitz from the rikikin. Which means you have to take lechara two kometzes over here. Because you're taking chiyuv, and whatever is left over is being nedava. So nedava, you also have to take a kometz. But you have mixed up in here chiyuv and nedava. So how does the kometz work over here? So Gemara says, "Umekametzi ki kamatzashi." She's basically you mitzaref two menachot, sarot from this, sarot from that, to one menacha. How does the kometz work? He says the mati v'amar. He makes it tonight. He says the following: I halot lihudayu urkikim lihudayu amre deka kamitzna mehalot leve ahalot deka kamitzna merkikin leve arkikin. If my neder was that I made halot alone and the kikin alone. So what I take from the halot, that should be exclusively for the halot. And what I took from the kikin, it should be exclusively for the kikin. That's if it was a straight up 10 and 10. 10 halot or 10 kikin, that's fine. However, but if I divided it, that's one example. Then the kakamitzna mehalot leve amehsa halot u mehsa de kikin. That which I'm taking from the halot, let it be mehsa for the halot and mehsa for the nikikin. That means I'm going to take only from the halot, and that'll cover everything for the nikikin as well. Ude kakamitzna me nikikin. Well, that one I'm taking from the nikikin, levi am mehsa nikikin, u mehsa halot. Which means you're allowed to take from one section. Meaning, I take, and it covers the other section. I take from the halot, let this be for the halot and the rikikin, and I take from the rikikin, let this be from the rikikin and the halot. Rashi. No Rashi. He says, Kevan shiyesh kan shtem menachot shel halot v'rikikin, achat shel chobah v'achat shel nedava, te'una kol achat kemitzah le'atzma. But each one needs a separate kemitzah. Ha'kemitzah menachalot meshemesh menacha achat shel tziruf mitzuyam shel halot v'rikikin. Right. When I take from the halot, there's three options what can happen in this halot. Either it's all halot, or it's all nedava, or it's half. It's for halot and rikikin. That can be summoned rikikin also. It's either he brought all rikikin, that comes as for, or it's all nedava, because everything was halot, or it's a combination. Good, so according to Mishimon, you stipulate. V'haba'e mikmas, had komets mehalot, umirkikin, v'kakamitz mehalot arkikin, umirkikin ahalot. So the Gemara has a question on the kemitzah issue. That what? You need to take one komets. How do you take the komets, by the way? What they would normally do is, you break up the halot and the rikikin, patototam, you break them up and you mix them together and you take a kometz. Tzarik levit halot v'rikikin v'lefatotam b'chli yachad and you kometz mehalot u'mirkikin yachad v'kakamitz mehalot arkikin u'mirkikin ahalot. But over here, they're separate. Over here, you're taking from the halot on the rikikin and the rikikin on the halot. The way we just said to do it is, normally how do you do it? You would have to mix them up together. And you take a combination. Here you're saying, you have the halot, you have the rikikin. Take from the halot, kimitzah covers the rikikin, if it's a combination. And take from the rikikin, it covers the halot if it's a combination. So it was a Shabbat and the Rabbi Shimon de Amar, im kamatz ma'ala biyado me'chadas shenehim yatza. Because the Rabbi Shimon holds that, let's say you mix them up together, you have the rikikin and halot mixed together, and let's say you made the komets, and only halah came in your hand. You're yotzei for the rikikin as well. Which is, he holds that even though you didn't get a piece of the other, since bottom line, it's all one mincha now, so even if only the kimitza of one of the halot came up, and none of the rikikin came up, yatsa. Normally we would say you have to have, if it's a combination, five of these and five of those, your kumitz has to be combined of both. Which one says does not. That means even if, let's say, you mix them up, and I made the kimitza, and all that came in the Kohen's hand was halot. Those, that halot can be poter, the halot and the the kikin. So similarly over here as well. That's the point. That's the point. No, it's not going to be mixed. That's the whole point. According to Mishnah, it's okay. One can be poted, the other, it's one mincha. So therefore, the halot can be poted the kikin, and the kikin can be poted the halot. Exactly. כיוון שלפי רבי שמעון החלות ורקיקין הם חלק מקורבן אחד. רק we said. אין הדבר מעכב אם אין בקומץ בשני המינים. It's all one. In this case it's not mixed. In this case it's not mixed. No, in this case you're not mixing them. In this case we said you have the 10 halot and you have the 10... You have the 2 kemitzot. You have the 2 kemitzot. But you do it separately. No. That's normally the way you bring it. But over here you're stipulating because you have to have a tenai. No, what do you mean? The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, "Demati v'amat i'chalot li'chudayu l'kikin li'chudayu." "Machalot le've achalot." When I'm taking from the halot, let it be for halot. "Dekakamitza merkikin le've l'kikin." "Im mi'chsa l'kikin u'mi'chsa." Halot amre, the kakamisa mehalot, let it be for mehsaris, mehsarat. You're doing it separately. You're not putting them all. Of course, there's two kemitzot. There's two kemitzot. You have to satisfy three items. Either all halot, all rikikot, or combination of both. So that's the way the Mishnah said to do it. Okay, Baruch Adonai.